On a blue background, white light descends slowly, forming Sleeping Beauty's castle. Words appear, Walt Disney Pictures. A spark of light draws an arc over the castle. Bright lights twinkle on the arc. Sunlight breaks through clouds over divided green and yellow fields. The fields pull away to reveal a green and yellow letter M. Words appear, Mandeville Films. The logo fades into the clouds. Below, Christmas lights sparkle on a green map of the United States. White words appear. Walt Disney Pictures presents Jonathan Taylor Thomas. An animated Santa hat flies across the map, lands on a dot, and floats onto the I in I'll Be Home for Christmas, a Mandeville Films production. The Santa dot bounces and rests on the I in Films, drops and rebounds to replace the O in an Arlene Sanford film. The F rears back and kicks the dot away. Jessica Biel. The Santa dot dots the I in Jessica. Adam Livorno. The dot plummets and lands on the O. Sean O'Brien. The dot bounces to become the O. It inflates, covering the map. It flits across the map. Leslie Boone. The dot wipes out her name. Eve Gordon. The dot bounces to the edge of the map, then reverses as a stampede of Santa dots race by. Andrew Lauer. The Santa dot drags out, and Gary Cole. The dot regards, casting by Roger Mussenden and Karen Church. Music by John Debney. It hops to the other side. The hat flies off and vibrates. The credit is blasted away. Costume designer Maya Manny. The dot places the word edited before by Anita Brandt Burgoyne. Production designer Cynthia Charette. Director of photography Hiro Narita. The O in Hiro stretches and the dot falls through it. Co-producer Eustace Green. The hat becomes a red and white parachute. Executive producer Robin French. Produced by David Hoberman. The parachute fails and the dot plummets into the O in Hoberman. Tracy Trench flattens the dot and rests under produced by. Story by Michael Allen. The dot bounces on the credit, lowering it. Screenplay by Harris Goldberg and Tom Nursall. Directed by Arlene Sanford. Lights glow around Los Angeles on the map. The map fades into a still shot of a courtyard. The lights continue to glow in lampposts, then fade. Words appear, Palisades College, Los Angeles, California. In a hallway, a young man with brown hair walks in carrying a backpack.
Hey.
Hey, Jake.
Hi.
Jake walks to a shaking locker.
12:32:14. 12:32:14.
Hey.
Jake, thank God. Let me out.
Did you get my mail?
He pulls a letter from the locker slot.
Math test. A minus. All right, you made it look just good enough. You score me those backstage passes to Dave Matthews at the Coliseum? Oh, that's my man. All right, 12:32. What was that last number again, Ian? 168?
14, Jake, 14!
All right, calm down, I gotcha.
A scrawny brown-haired teen exits the locker.
Thanks, Jake. You're welcome. Now, Ian, what is the deal with you being sardined into your locker again?
It was Eddie Taffin and his troglodyte trio. They're bugged about the phony IDs we sold.
All right, I'll take care of them later. Right now, I need you to get on the net, change that ticket my dad got me to New York into two seats to Cabo San Lucas.
Okay. Will you be taking Allie?
Working on that now.
He walks by four girls with white patches on their noses.
Morning, ladies.
Hi, Jake.
Do those things really work?
Yeah, I want to see.
No, it's okay.
A tall girl with a ponytail and a purple basketball jersey opens the door.
Hi.
Jake moves right. She blocks him. He tries left, and she follows.
Ah, zone defense, huh? Guess I'm not gonna be able to get in, unless...
He offers health bars.
What's this?
Cherry crunch.
Would I bring you anything else? Sierra, I'm sure that tastes good here, but I bet it would taste even better someplace else. Shoo-shoo.
Jake closes the door behind her. A brown-haired girl in a short skirt and white shirt sleeps on her stomach on a brightly colored patchwork comforter. Jake lays down next to her, draping her arm on his chest.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
What are you doing here?
Well, you always said you wanted to see what it would be like to wake up next to me.
Ooh, good line. Premeditated or spontaneous?
Oh, totally off the cuff. I was inspired by the lovely sight of you drooling on your French book.
I wasn't drooling. I was sleeping. Sleeping. I can't sleep. I've got to study.
You were studying subliminally in your sleep. You were absorbing it off the page through osmosis.
Not funny. Give me that. Look, Jake, my final is in 3 hours, and you're here just distracting me. So would you please get out of here?
Okay. Suit yourself. I just wanted to let you know there's a freak storm outside. Looks like it's snowing.
Snow. We're in the middle of Southern California. It's not snow. My God. It's snowing. Jake, you lunatic, where did you get a snow machine?
Outside, Ian shakes a crate of white flakes above the window.
Oh, hey, Ian.
Hey, Allie.
It's a white Christmas just like home.
And here's a little Christmas cheer.
Eggnog, my mother makes this from scratch.
And one more thing.
More? Do I detect an overage of niceness going on here?
Just read it. 2 tickets to Cabo San Lucas, Christmas on the beach.
Amazing.
Well, I knew you'd be.
She slaps the ticket to his chest and storms out. On campus.
This is the most inconsiderate thing I've ever heard. I have plans that are important to me, Jake.
Allie, it's not like I'm asking you to sleep in a porta potty. This is a 3-bedroom condo overlooking the ocean.
Forget it, Jake. You know I'm driving home with Sierra to visit my family.
So tell him what I told my dad last year. You're going to be stuck in the gym 8 hours a day for the next 2 weeks in preparation for your appearance in the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
That's what you told him?
Well, sure. And then when he found out I really wanted to stay here and surf, he was so relieved he didn't argue.
But I want to go home. I want a traditional Christmas with snow and stockings and eggnog and carolers.
I just thought we could have some fun this Christmas.
No, you just thought that you could have some fun. But what about everybody else? My mom and dad would be crushed if I didn't come home. And what about your dad and your sister and Carolyn?
You know, bringing up my dad's new wife just drains me of all my Christmas spirit.
Look, all I'm saying is, don't you think it's about time you went home?
A boy pulls up in an SUV.
Hey there, looking good today.
Thanks, Eddie, you're looking nice today, too.
He follows them in reverse.
I'm not talking to you, Wilkinson. Hey, Allie, what kind of perfume are you wearing today?
Excuse me?
So I got 3 words for you. New car smell, and it would smell so good on you. Why don't you come in here and check it out, baby?
Eddie. I got 1 word for you. Beamer.
Stand away from the vehicle.
You've gotta be kidding me.
Jake smiles. Allie walks away.
Stand away from the vehicle. You are too.
His smile fades as he watches her leave.
Stand away from the vehicle.
At a cafeteria table.
So it's Disco Inferno night at the Viper Room, right? And it's me and the Murph Man and the Ed Man and the Ken Man, right? And we're waiting in line for like half the night, right? And the bouncer, he finally gives us the nod. So we go over there and debut our brand new IDs. And the dude goes, bye-bye. And no one says bye-bye to the Brant Man.
Fellas, what can I say? My subcontractor's been slacking off, but I want to make this up to you. I have a foolproof method that'll guarantee you ace your history final. But if you'd rather see your grades crash and burn, it's up to you.
The three share glances.
No cost, right?
Of course there's no cost for the answers. I couldn't do that to you guys. You guys are my buds. However, there is a nominal fee for the beeper rental.
In a dorm room, Ian puts a towel into a travel bag. Jake tries on sunglasses.
Wilkinson residents. Oh, I'm sorry. He can't come to the phone right now. He's busy accessorizing. Oh, okay. Jake, it's your dad. See ya.
Dad, hey, how are things at the office?
Fine. We're all off for the holidays. I sent everybody home at noon today.
Great. Getting ready for ski season?
Yeah, I just got my bindings fixed. Look, Jake, I'm calling to find out about you. Are you, still planning on coming home for Christmas?
Gosh, you know, I'd like to, but I gotta stick around campus and finish up that extra credit lab work.
Because I got a call from my travel agent. He says that the ticket I sent you was cashed in for 2 tickets to Cabo San Lucas.
He says somebody sabotaged his computer file.
What kind of a world are we living in? Is the convenience of technology worth the loss of our privacy? Who would do such a thing? Where will it end, Dad?
Look, I agreed to let you go off to school in California, but you haven't been home for the holidays since Mom died. I think it's time that we become a family again.
Dad, Dad, Dad. If you were 18 years old, where would you rather be for Christmas? At home with your family or in Cabo on the beach with a beautiful girl?
Allie's parents say she's coming home just like always. I just really want you home, son.
Me too.
Ask this Carol.
No.
And Tracy, we all want you home.
Well, I just don't think I can get there.
Not even if I, give you the Porsche?
Excuse me? The Porsche? The 1957 Porsche? The same 1957 Porsche that we rebuilt by hand together with the kid glove interiors and the original paint? The 1957 Porsche?
I'll tell you what. If you're home by the time we sit down to dinner, 6 o'clock, Christmas Eve, the car's yours. 6 o'clock, not 1 minute past, you understand?
Yes, sir.
We'll see you then.
Great. Bye.
Jake holds a picture of the Porsche.
You are mine. All mine.
Okay. He cashes in the tickets and you offer him a bribe. You see anything wrong with this picture?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But...
But what?
Jake's coming home for Christmas.
On campus.
Okay, I gotta go pack you guys. I'll see you in an hour.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Allie sees Jake smiling and holding mistletoe over his head.
Nice try, but no chance.
Must be defective.
You know, I estimated it'd be another 5 hours till you tried to make up.
Huh. That's funny, because I estimate that it takes 5 hours to fly to Larchmont, New York.
I thought you cashed your ticket in for Cabo.
I cashed it back in for 2 tickets to New York. Will you please accept my apology and come home with me for Christmas?
You're unbelievable.
Tell me about it. Ripley's doing a special on me.
So, why the sudden change of heart?
Well, I guess you kind of got to me with all that sentimental family stuff.
Oh, well, I'm glad to see you're coming around.
Hey, if you don't have family, what do you have, right?
So you want to come over and help me pack?
No, I can't. I gotta go tutor some jocks.
Oh, you're such a compassionate man.
I am a giver. Pick you up tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
In a classroom, a teacher passes out stapled papers.
This better work.
Grant tosses a test out the window. Outside, Jake catches it and hands it to Ian.
Run.
Eddie watches and follows Ian. In a hallway.
Look out, look out!
Hey!
Ian turns on a computer screen.
What's taking him so long?
Sorry, Ms. Peterson. Coach likes to stay in touch.
The pager reads, from Jake, MSG 1, Frederick Douglass. 2, abolitionism. Eddie enters. Ian looks up to see him staring, lips pursed. The pager reads, game over, you lose. The three look to each other and shake their heads. At night, students pack a decorated hall. Inside, a DJ wearing a Santa hat spins records as students dance.
And when you're driving a Porsche, it's like you have a relationship with it. Like it knows you and it's listening and just responding.
That is so true.
And downshifting? You don't know what downshifting can do to downshifting in a Porsche.
You are a lucky man, Wilkinson.
That is so true.
So, Jake, are you feeling lucky?
Immensely.
Well, I think that's all about to change.
Something wrong, fellas?
You think you're some kind of wise guy, right? Think it's real funny to make us look like morons, right?
What are you talking about?
The beepers, dipstick.
Ian, where's Ian?
12, 32, 14. Oh, man.
Look, I'm sure there's some explanation for this. Let me make a couple phone calls.
I think we're done explaining. Boys?
Come on, guys. Yeah. Fellas.
Morning on the courtyard.
Bye. All right, see you guys later. Have a good break.
Hey. See you.
All right, Jake, where are you?
Trees and shrubs dot an empty desert. Near a shrub, a figure dressed as Santa lays comatose. Jake's eyes open. He sees the sun blazing above.
I were dead. I said I wished I were dead.
A vulture looks away.
What the?
Jake grabs a napkin stuffed in his belt.
Let's see you sweet talk your way out of this one. Eddie and the boys. It's the last time I do business with those guys. Go on, get out of here.
Jake tugs the beard.
You glued it on, didn't you, you jerks? The hat, too? This is not acceptable!
Jake closes his eyes and raises a hand to his head. He walks forward, vulture in tow.
Sit. Roll over. Die.
Jake, you found me.
Idiot!
Who's an idiot?
I am.
Jake flaked, huh? What a surprise. Well, lucky for you, the end man's here to the rescue, so what do you say we blow this popsicle stand, because I got butt warmers in the seats.
You're loving this, aren't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
All right! Oh, no. Allow me. I got it.
The ultimate in irony. 17 Academy kids are driving back east this winter, and I get a ride with you.
Just the two of us, riding the crest of Destiny's rainbow. Sharing, caring, pair for the ages.
Okay, hold on. First, the ground rules. If you say too many stupid things like that, I'll have to slug you. If you say anything nasty about Jake, I'll have to slug you. If you make me listen to any sexist, racist or homophobic jokes, I'm gonna have to slug you. And finally, I might just have to slug you from time to time simply because I find the prospect of driving across the country with you incredibly stressful.
All right, sounds like a party to me. So, what should we listen to? Jewel, Sarah, Fiona? I'm in a sensitive mood, aren't you?
Cut the crap, Eddie. I'm already in the car.
All right, let's burn this baby. New York, yeah!
In the desert, Jake plods through brown shrubs.
They'll be singing, gonna be singing Christmas carol by the old corral. Celebrate.
The vulture hurries ahead of Jake. A larger, whiter vulture lifts its head. Jake's vulture runs up to it.
By the old corral. There'll be lots of little children and how big their eyes will be.
See you, lovebirds.
See what Santa left around the tree. They'll be merry.
Jake sees a gas station.
Those merry.
At the gas station, Jake kicks a tumbleweed as he dials a phone.
Hey, it's Allie. You got the machine. You know the...
Allie, it's me. Listen, I am so sorry. Desert Santa Buzzard Tumbleweed! This totally sucks.
You got a mean disposition for a Santa.
I need to make another phone call.
Long distance?
What from here is not long distance?
Snow covers the roof and lawn of a two-story house. Inside.
Hello?
Tracy, it's Jake.
Oh, hi. Where are you?
I'm in the middle of nowhere, dressed like Santa Claus, being attacked by a killer tumbleweed.
Cool.
Get me, Dad.
When did I become your slave?
The day you were born.
Oh, right. Oh, Dad! It's the prodigal son.
Hello?
Hello, Father. Dad.
Jake, you sound funny. Are you at the airport?
Well, I've had some setbacks, but if you wire me some money, I'll make it home for Christmas.
Just what kind of a bind are you in, Jake?
He's in the middle of nowhere, dressed as Santa Claus, being attacked by a killer bumblebee.
That's tumbleweed. Otherwise, it's just like she said.
That is the worst alibi in a long line of bad alibis, Jake.
But it's all true.
That's what you always say.
I know, but I really need your help if I'm going to make it home on time.
Now, look, we had a deal. It is up to you to get yourself home on Christmas Eve, or you can forget about the Porsche.
Dad?
An elderly woman in a pink visor and white sweater approaches Jake.
Excuse me. I couldn't help overhearing. You're trying to get home for Christmas, and your father won't help you?
Oh, it's not that. It's just...
He's so worried about the operation. He's not thinking clearly.
Operation?
Yeah. The whole family chipped in and got him a triple bypass for Christmas. I sent home every last dollar I earned working as a shopping mall Santa. The operation's on Christmas Eve. And now I won't be home until after the anesthesia wears off.
Oh, dear. You know, me and the girls are driving to Vegas to see Tom Jones. We're Tom girls. You want to ride with us?
Do you have what's new, pussycat?
Do we have what's new, pussycat?
What's new, pussycat?
A sky blue car drives down the highway.
What's new, pussycat?
Inside, Jake sits in the middle of the back seat. An old woman in a purple hat sleeps on his shoulder.
Could we crack open a window?
You think it's funny how easily old people can catch pneumonia? You think that's a joke? Ha, ha, ha.
No, it's just I had a hard night and I'm not feeling so well.
Her face falls into his lap.
Hey, get out of there!
Darlene, Mama's teeth have fallen out of her mouth again.
Just wedge them back in, dear.
Okay, Santa Claus, make yourself useful and just put those right back in her mouth.
Gherkins, anyone?
Oh, for Pete's sake. Oh, well, that's lovely.
What happened?
Santa just yammied in your handbag.
There he goes again.
Well, stop him!
Okay, here, Santa. Santa, get up.
She rips the beard off.
Did I hurt you, Santa?
Good. All right, Buster. Out you get!
Get out of here! Get out of here, you! And take your beard with you!
Oh, I never heard of such a...
Imagine yammying in my sister's handbag!
Jake holds his thumb up on the side of the road. At a roadside market.
Here you go, there's a five.
Thank you.
Desert Santa Buzzard Tumbleweed. Desert Santa Buzzard Tumbleweed.
Oh, I love this game. Pick which one is not like the others. Santa.
No, idiot. It's a message Jake left on my machine.
Wow. Bizarre, huh?
Yeah.
Eddie turns to the cashier.
Thanks.
Jake looks across the road to see Allie next to Eddie's car.
Allie?
He sees Eddie standing by the cashier.
Eddie.
Jake makes his way across the highway. Eddie watches Jake cross the gravel median.
Oh my God.
Allie!
What's wrong with you?
We gotta go. We're just way behind schedule.
Eddie's car drives off down the highway. Jake stands in the middle of the opposing lanes.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
A car drives by a blue and red Interstate 15 sign.
I'll be so blue just thinking.
Down the road, Jake stands on the shoulder holding a cardboard sign. It reads, North Pole or Bus.
Decoration.
Another car drives up, and Jake holds a sign reading, Reindeer on Strike.
It won't mean a thing if you're not here with me.
This is the worst day of my life.
Snowflakes.
And it just got worse.
Jake stares up at the lightly falling flakes of snow. Eddie and Allie take their bags out of his car. Eddie follows her into a room. The door opens and Allie pushes him out. Jake walks behind a carved bearded elf and stops to see a life-size Santa doll in a red sleigh.
Ho, 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 Tubby. Secret Fat Man handshake. All right. You know, confidentially speaking, just between us Santas, don't you ever get tired of wearing this suit? I mean, every year it's the same suit. Red, 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 red. I mean, does any guy really look good in red? Got room in the sled for two? Thanks. I really appreciate it. You're a pal.
He tosses the Santa doll out and uses a large stuffed white bear as a pillow. He covers himself with a green blanket. The sun fights through gray clouds over snowy mountains in the distance. Eddie walks down a stairway to Allie's door.
Whoa! You're not so cute in the morning. I'm kind of glad nothing happened. Ow! You just slugged me.
As per our agreement.
Jake sleeps cheek to cheek with the stuffed bear. A white-gloved hand pokes him.
Wake up, Chief. Time to feed the reindeer. All right, I'm going.
On the snowy shoulder of the highway, Jake holds up his thumb. A shabby blue-gray van drives along. A dark-haired man sits behind the wheel eating fries. He grabs a hamburger and a packet from the dash.
Hi there! Yeah, Merry Christmas, you too.
The man holds the burger in one hand and tries to bite the corner off the packet. A tomato drops to the floor. A red sedan drives by Jake, who spins and shakes his arms. In the van, the man leans over. The van veers before a car, which spins to a stop. He sifts through a magazine and spent lids and napkins. Jake watches the van drift from the right lane into the left, cutting off a car. The van continues to drift onto the shoulder. Jake turns and runs, van in pursuit. The man grabs a tomato and rises. He sees Jake running.
I went and killed Santa.
Oh no. Santa! Santa!
He picks up a fur-trimmed black boot. He tips it and snow falls out.
Oh! Thank God!
He sees Jake's prone form lying in a snowbank.
Hang on, Santa, I'm coming! I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Hold on, hold on. Oh.
Am I alive?
Sir, I have never been happier to answer that question in my life. Yes, you are alive!
You've been asked that question before?
Oh, maybe 10, 12 times.
Eddie's car drives under a bridge.
Calling Dr. Jones, wake up now.
Are you B.I.U.? Are you B.I.A.? Are you B.I.U.?
Now, can I ask you something?
Shoot.
Look, I'm a millennial type of guy, you know? I dig world music. I think Freon should be banned, you know? I'm all about yoga and macrobiotic food. I mean, I'm in touch with my inner child, for God's sake.
Is the question coming before Ohio?
Yeah, well, what I'm getting at is, what does Jake have that I haven't got?
It's the stuff he comes up with. Funny things. Amazing things. Things that just give me the chills.
Yeah, give me an example of one of these chills things, huh?
Okay, there was this one time I was feeling really bad. It was just a really down day, and Jake took my hand in his, and being really sweet, he said, "Not even the rain has such small hands."
Not even the rain has such small hands? What a nerd!
It's E.E. Cummings. Huh? Poetry, Eddie?
And that gave you chills?
You wouldn't understand.
Allie?
What?
Not even the corn had such big ears.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm really moved, Eddie.
Oh, look, because if it's poetry you want, I got it, baby.
Just drive the car, Eddie.
In the van.
Man, oh man, I was sure you were a goner.
Nolan, it's been 2 hours. I can't have this conversation with you anymore.
What conversation?
The one where you go, you were sure I was a goner, and I go, yeah, that was really a close one.
Oh, okay.
Eddie's car passes Nolan's van.
Hey, that's a Pathfinder. Catch up with them.
Who's them?
My girlfriend.
No kidding? All the way out here? Wait a minute. Are you saying that's Mrs. Claus in that car with another guy? Mrs. Claus stepping out on Santa, letting some other guy down the chimney? Why, that two-timing?
Nolan, reality check?
You say no more, Santa. I'm after them.
Nolan, I said catch them. Try not to kill us.
All right.
Nolan, there's a cop behind us with his lights on. Slow down.
Oh, man. Cops make me nervous. I'm gonna make a run for it.
What are you, nuts?
Look, my daddy always said, it's better to go out in a blaze of glory than to rot in a state correctional facility.
Let me guess, you're about to tell me the stuff in the back's stolen, right?
I won't if you don't want me to.
Stop the car, Nolan. Stop the car. Alright, come on, Jake. Think. I know. Put this on, act like my elf.
Nolan puts on a beanie.
All right. How do elves act?
I don't know. Happy.
Happy.
Nolan stretches his face into a smile. Behind the wheel, Jake checks his beard in the side view mirror.
Merry Christmas, officer. Problem?
In a bit of a hurry, aren't you?
Well, that's my fault. Busy time of year for me. Ho, ho, ho.
I'm an elf.
So it seems. Do you realize you were going 79 in a 65 mile per hour zone?
You should try catching me in my sleigh. Ho, ho, ho. You see, officer, my elf Snowpuff and I are heading to the children's hospital in the next town.
You mean Redcliffe?
Yeah, Redcliffe, exactly. To distribute toys to the youngsters. You know, I'm sorry if in my haste I sped up a bit, but every second counts to a bedridden child.
All right. I tell you what. No more speeding. Okay, Santa?
65, stay alive.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, officer. And that is how the big boys do it.
You know what? My shift ends in a few minutes. Why don't you follow me? I'll get you there in no time.
So, that's how the big boys do it?
Shut up, Nolan.
Jake follows the officer's car past Eddie's.
So close, yet so far.
They pull up to the red brick Red Cliff Hospital.
Please stay in the car, please stay in the car, please stay in the...
Man, I guess he couldn't hear you.
Jake glares at Nolan.
Hey, thank you, officer.
Say, do y'all mind if I go in there with you?
I kind of like to see the kids' faces, you know, when you give them their gifts.
The more the merrier.
Inside.
And I want a pony and a Barbie dream house and Light Bright Deluxe
now,
and...
that's all great stuff, but Santa's gonna give you something even better. A KitchenAid Classic Plus toaster with exclusive AccuToast sensor for consistent toasting time after time. Now, sweetie, this toaster is extra wide so you can get 4 bagels in there instead of the usual 2.
Okay, thank you, Santa.
You're welcome.
But Santa, this toaster was already promised to a little cowpoke named Nolan.
He tries to take the toaster back.
Hand it over to the kid, Snowpaw. All right, let's get this line moving. Who's next? All righty, and what do you want for Christmas? And finally.
Oh, 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 Merry Christmas.
And what's your name, little boy?
Esteban.
Esteban. All right, let's see what we have here today for Esteban. Look at this. A Eureka Boss cordless rechargeable vacuum cleaner.
No, thank you.
Well, I don't know what else I have here for you, buddy. What do you want for Christmas?
To go home.
The officer's smile fades.
I want to be with me mama, me papa, mi hermana Maribel, mi hermano Mario, tío Carlos y mi tío Ramón, tía Cristina, tía María, grandmothers and grandfathers and my dog Zorrito, and half Christmas tree and lights and angels and Christmas cookies.
With little red and green sprinkles on top and plum pudding and Christmas carols and...
At payphones.
Oh, sugar doll, I miss you so much. I don't want to fend stolen goods no more. I just want
to beg you to come home for Christmas. Please, Marjorie, you know I didn't mean to hurt you. I don't know how I'm going to get through the holidays without you.
I just need to talk to my dad or Tracy. Are either of them there?
Oh, gee, your dad and Trey went to the mall. It's just me holding down the fort.
Uh-huh.
We are all so excited you're coming home. We've got the tree all set up. It looks great.
And I've just been shopping and cooking and cooking and shopping.
Speaking of which, your sweater size. Are you you're a 38, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Where are you now? Are you on your way home?
Yeah, look, I gotta run, so. You take care now, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I gotta tell you, Santa, sir, although I've only been your elf for a very short time, I feel like a new man, changed. Do I look changed to you?
Well, maybe you've changed on the inside where it counts.
Yeah, that's it. I've changed on the inside, and I'm going home for Christmas.
Home? I thought you were going east.
Nope, back the other way.
But, Nolan, I saved your buck back there on the road. Don't you think you owe me something?
Yes, I do.
He gives Jake a hug.
Didn't mean to leave you hanging, buddy. Oh. Merry Christmas.
What?
Can I have a word with you?
What is it?
Well, it's my wife, Marjorie. She left me last month, and, well, if I could just get her back home for Christmas, I know we could start again.
Why are you telling me this?
She won't listen to me, but I got a hunch she might listen to Santa. See, if you walked into the restaurant where she works and asked her to forgive me, I know she'd come home.
She left you, right?
Yeah.
So where's your dignity? Don't go crawling back to her. Let her come groveling back to you.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Why drive all the way to Nebraska just to get slammed again?
Wait, Nebraska? As in east of here?
It's about a 6-hour trip.
What's the matter with you, man? You love her enough to marry her, but you won't take a little drive?
In the officer's car.
So, Max, what'd you do that made your wife so mad you'd take a job 300 miles away?
I stayed out at Smitty's till 3 one morning.
Doesn't seem so bad.
With an old girlfriend.
All right, here's the deal. If I get Marjorie to come home for Christmas, you buy me a bus ticket to New York.
If you can get Marjorie to come home for Christmas, I'll buy you a bus ticket to the moon.
All right.
In a garage.
Hey.
Hey.
Looking good. Yeah. I got kind of a weird call from Jake while you were out. He didn't say where he was calling from, but I'm pretty sure he's on the road. I hope he's going to make it okay.
There is not an obstacle in this world that will keep my son from this car.
Oh, my God, there's a scratch! There's a scratch!
Where? Where?
Get a wipe, Dad.
See ya.
See ya.
Well, she's ready for you, son. Wherever you are.
Red neon letters read, Turf and Turf, on a massive mock-up steer skull. Max's car pulls up before the restaurant.
There she is, right there. Isn't she the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
Yeah, no doubt. So what do you want me to tell her?
That if she doesn't come home, I'll die.
Good. Die.
Now, don't you think you're being a little bit harsh now, Marjorie?
Harsh? After he kissed that tramp in front of everybody at Smitty's?
Well, you know, I'm sure it was a friendly kiss, right? Like,
Marjorie, it wasn't me kissing her. It was the Jägermeister.
We made a commitment, Max, to honor and obey for better or for worse.
Okay, this is worse.
She hands Jake the radio.
Burns my biscuits.
Let me handle this one, okay, Max? Don't you think you should give Max another chance? I mean, maybe this is all just a misunderstanding.
He kissed her. How do you misunderstand that?
Well, I'm sure he didn't mean to hurt you. You know, it's just like this other couple I know who are all upset about a misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah? What's wrong with them?
Well, they had a trip planned to go back east, and he canceled last minute because he wanted to take her to Cabo San Lucas for Christmas instead. But she thought he was being selfish, which was a misunderstanding.
No, it wasn't. He sounds like a jerk.
No, he's not. I mean, if she had understood, she would have realized that the guy's got a stepmother that he doesn't like very much.
Well, what's wrong with the stepmother?
Well, the dad married her only 10 months after his wife died.
She must be a babe.
Why is this guy mad at the stepmother? It's not her fault.
Don't you think 10 months is a little soon?
No, she's a babe.
Look, what does any of this have to do with me and Max?
Misunderstandings can be overcome if both people just try. Look, right now Max is sitting out there with a broken heart, and all he's asking for is a second chance. Just give him another shot.
Hey, Marge. How's about a topper on this coffee?
You know what? I've got a job to do.
How'd it go?
Well, you know what a swirly is?
You mean when somebody jams your head in a toilet bowl and flushes it?
Yeah, it was pretty much like that.
Oh, man.
Now get in there, say something romantic.
Huh?
Something apologetic? Something in English!
Beam's on!
All right, already!
Jake stares at a maroon van. The side reads in gold, Edna and the Ramblers next to a banjo.
I got an idea.
Inside the Turf and Turf.
Oh, Marjorie, I need to have you.
Jake writes on a citation pad and hands it to Max.
Oh, Marjorie, I need to have you home. I'm sorry I was such an insensitive jerk that night. I hope that singing this song will make everything all right.
not the only one.
Oh, Marjorie. Marjorie, I'm so sorry, baby. Won't you please?
She bends and kisses him.
Here's your ticket. Your bus will be here in 10 minutes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh. Well, see ya.
Hey, Santa.
Yeah?
I hope that other couple, you know, works through their misunderstandings.
Me too.
What other couple?
No, it doesn't matter. It's just you and me, baby.
They kiss and fall onto the hood. Cars drive along a dark highway through icy blue snow under a full moon in Eddie's car.
You know what I've always wondered?
What?
Out of all the planets in the universe, how is it that this is the only one that spawned intelligent life?
Yeah. You know what I always wonder about?
What's that?
How come more breakfast joints don't serve your food right in the skillet? When you think about it, they give you your meat, your eggs, your spuds right in the pan, man, that rocks. Or like when a homeless guy, he comes up to you and he says he's the Messiah, and then he asks you for money and you're just like, you know, you just want to walk away, but then you think to yourself, what happens if he is the Messiah, and I'm just blowing the dude off? Think about it.
I take back what I said about intelligent life on Earth. Hey, look at that!
They pass a billboard.
Ugh. Velveeta, come on now.
That's why we have to stay there. Come on, where would you rather go? Another dumpy motel or a fake Bavarian village in the middle of nowhere?
I don't think it's very Eddie.
Well, I think it's totally Eddie. It's completely cheesy and trying to be cool.
When are you gonna stop being mean to the Ed Man, huh?
When you stop referring to yourself in the third person.
In a bathroom. Jake walks in and tries to pry off his hat.
Maybe I should just go.
He puts the beard back on. A boy exits a stall.
Hey.
Hey.
Check this out. Tell me what's better. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Well, the first one's good for really little kids, like my sister, who's three. And the second one's good for big kids, like my friends and me. And the third one's good if you want to scare people and watch them run away screaming.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Whatever.
The boy leaves. Jake shoves the beard into a trash can. A lighted windmill slowly turns under a clear black sky. A blue sign at the base reads, Adelbrook. In a square, tourists mill around a raised red platform. On it, men in lederhosen dance with women in dirndls. Allie and Eddie look up to see a man chase a woman before a clock face.
Well, look at that! The clock man is sexually harassing the clock lady. How typical.
Don't witness it. You might have to testify.
Wow, Eddie, that was actually clever.
Hey, I'm a witty guy. I mean, you think this astonishing physique is all the Edman has to offer, huh?
Well, take this, Edman.
She hits him with a snowball.
Oh, my God, you're dead. You're so dead. You're gonna get it so bad. Oh, my God.
In a souvenir shop.
This is Wendy Richards reporting live from Edelbrook, Iowa, site of the Strudelstraussen and world-famous human clock. Now, the temperature outside stands at 31 degrees, but of course, the temperature is always a little bit warmer underneath the mistletoe arch, and here's a couple now. I hope you kids know where you're standing.
Jake watches Eddie and Allie look up to see an arch of mistletoe. Eddie leans in, and they kiss.
I'll kill him.
Your attention, please. Bus 33 to New York is now boarding. All passengers with tickets, please.
I think you just stopped being mean to me.
Her eyebrows raise. A bus drives down a two-lane highway. Inside, Jake looks around, then rises. He approaches the driver.
Excuse me, Conway?
Get behind the yellow line.
Just a second, I need to ask you a favor.
Just get behind the yellow line.
I realize you're on a schedule, but it being the holidays and all, I wonder if you wouldn't mind taking a small detour to Edelbrook. I think everyone would really enjoy it.
But I wouldn't.
What if we...
No.
How about we...
No.
But... No. Got it.
That is very good. Look at that. Here, why don't you try using the yellow?
Jake sees a child coloring with crayons. He sees a scruffy man take a cooler from the overhead. He sees a man pour barbecue sauce onto sliced red meat. He smiles.
Sorry, we only had one room left tonight, it being Christmas and all, but you'll find that it's very special. Phil Coleman, to your honeymoon suite.
A painted well, shepherd's crook, and dirndl with braided blonde pigtail wigs stand on either side of the bed. Mouths open, Eddie and Allie look at each other. In the bus, Jake writes on the cooler's top with a red crayon. Looking around, he sets it down in the aisle.
Is this yours?
Hmm? No, not yours either. Whose is it? Human liver?
Organ donation? Oh my God, we've got a live liver here!
It says delivered to Allie Henderson in Edelbrook, ASAP. Think it's real?
Let's take a look.
The sliced meat sits on ice.
Boy, move! We need to get to Edelbrook!
Okay, everybody sit out!
A soldier approaches the driver.
What the hell is wrong with you,
you
man?
Get behind the yellow line!
Don't give me your lip. I don't believe you, man. There's a little girl in Edelbrook that needs a liver transplant.
We got a schedule to keep.
Schedule, schmedule.
Shame on you.
This isn't about schedules, man. It's the gift of life. The greatest Christmas gift ever. And we've even got Santa to bring it to her.
This is a nonstop bus to New York.
This is happening for a reason. We were put on this bus to take this organ to Edelbrook!
Edelbrook! Edelbrook! Edelbrook! Edelbrook!
Hey, okay! Edelbrook! Okay! You think I don't care about that little girl? Well, you're wrong! We're going to Edelbrook, all right, but because I say we are! Hey, now, everybody behind the yellow line and sit down!
The soldier pats the driver's shoulder. The windmill slowly turns. In the suite.
It's funny, Eddie. I never thought I'd end up sleeping in the same bed with you, and yet somehow with you here, I feel safe.
You want me to put on any more clothes?
Nah, that should be fine. Good night, Eddie.
Good night.
Fully dressed, Eddie sleeps on top of the comforter with a blanket. The windmill turns under a blue sky.
I'm giving you 10 minutes!
You find that girl, Sam!
Go, Santa! Go, Santa!
Go,
Santa!
Go,
Santa!
Go!
Jake looks around. He sees a sign reading Strudelstrasse Inn. Smiling, he dumps the cooler into a trash can and walks on.
Hi. Can you tell me if there's an Allie Henderson or an Eddie Taffet checked in here?
I'm sorry, Santa. I'm not allowed to give out information on our guests.
Listen, ma'am. I have a full plate of activities tonight, not to mention a pesky Grinch who has kidnapped Mrs. Claus in an attempt to make my life miserable.
I'm sorry, Santa, but that's policy.
Policy? Policy does not apply to me. I override policy.
I want to know where my girlfriend is.
Two men in yellow-shirted lederhosen carry Jake out. He walks off. They re-enter. Jake crawls past the closing door. Inside, Jake comes up behind a cleaning lady. She reads a clipboard and sets it on her cart. She grabs towels and toilet paper and enters a room. Jake picks up the clipboard. He leaps through it, then dashes down the hall. The cleaning lady looks over her cart. Jake walks down a hallway.
Maintenance.
Allie opens the door.
Where is he?
Jake? What are you doing here? And why are you dressed like Santa Claus?
I had to hijack a bus. Eddie and his buddies left me in the desert like this the other night.
Desert Santa Buzzard Tumbleweed.
So what gives with you kissing that slimy moron?
It's not what you think.
Jake, what are you doing here, bud? This love nest is full.
Eddie wears a towel.
Calm down, Jake. Nothing happened.
Whoa, where's the trust, man?
I saw you kissing her on TV, you dirtbag.
He got me under the mistletoe for 2 seconds. Big deal.
It was more like 5 seconds. And they were good.
Jake pulls Eddie's towel off.
Foul. Fighting foul.
Ugh. How could you let that idiot give you a ride?
I thought you left me high and dry. What was I supposed to do, beam myself home?
Allie, I was stuck in the desert. I couldn't get to you. I had no choice.
Okay, forgive you.
They sit together on the bed. Jake takes Allie's hand in his.
So, you still mad at me?
Yo, if anyone should be mad here, it's me, okay? Because I've had to listen to nonstop Natalie Merchant and E.Z. Cummings.
It's E.E. Cummings.
I have been stuck in a Santa suit for 2 days fighting off buzzards, dentures, and thugs in lederhosen. I'm tired, I'm hungry, I stink, and because of you, I'm not going to be home by 6 o'clock tonight.
Why do you have to be home by 6 o'clock?
What's that?
You heard the question. Why do you have to be home by 6?
Because that's when dinner will be ready.
She rips the hat off.
If you have even one decent chromosome in your DNA, you will not lie to me right now, Jake.
All right. It's just that if I get home by then, my dad's gonna give me the Porsche.
The Porsche.
Allie, let me...
Wait. So you didn't trade Cabo for me. You traded it for a car.
It's not like that.
You two deserve each other.
She grabs her bag and storms out.
Ooh.
Outside.
All right. Allie, wait. Will you just stop and listen to me? Look, if I had to do it all over again, I probably wouldn't mention the stupid car.
Ugh.
What? I was kidding.
You don't care about anybody but yourself. You're a manipulator and a liar.
I am not a liar.
Hey, wait a minute. You're the girl who needs the transplant?
Is that what Santa told you?
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm taking his place on the bus.
No, wait, Allie, give me another chance.
Why?
Because I care about you. You gotta believe me.
Santa, if you showed up on my doorstep in a one-horse open sleigh, I wouldn't believe you.
Allie, I'm sorry.
You know, I can't take fake remorse from a fake Santa making fake apologies. You might be a fake boyfriend, Jake, but I'll tell you one thing. You're a genuine idiot.
Bye, Santa.
Eddie stands behind Jake, arms crossed, head shaking. Eddie's car races down the highway. Inside.
I got Rome. The one I love is gone. I got Rome.
Yeah. Oh, man, I've seen guys get dumped before, but that was nuclear. I mean, she wasn't even aiming at me, and I'm gonna be walking funny for like a week. How do girls do that?
I don't know. It's like that whole chick verbal skills thing. It's deadly.
Oh, man, you know what? I gotta tell you, bro. I would have never thought I'd ever help you out. And after that massacre, man, I just wouldn't be human.
God, I never thought I'd be driving home with you either. It's pretty wild.
Oh, it sure is.
All right, now I get home in time to get the Porsche. I'll drive it back to school in January, figure out how to get Allie back. Everything's gonna be great. Thanks, Ed, man.
Sure.
Eddie presses his lips and pulls over to the side of the road.
Get out.
What?
All that stuff you just said. I'm sorry, man. I just can't do that much good stuff for another person, you know? It'd be way bad for my rep.
Whoa, what are you talking about? I mean, what about that stuff you just said about being human, helping out another guy in need?
Dude, I just took you to Wisconsin. Besides, what am I doing helping you out so you can get a Porsche and be cooler than me? And it's not very smart. Not very Eddie.
Jake is held back by the seatbelt.
You're gonna have to take that off.
Yeah, I know that.
Father Christmas, just tell me what you want from me.
He sees a Santa run across the road with a number pinned to his back. More run past him.
Better hurry!
Jake follows to find a congregation of Santas before a building with a Greek facade and yellow walls. Santas stretch. Jake sees a sign reading, Ridgeway Annual Santa 5K Run. $1,000 grand prize.
It's called carbo loading. Best thing you can do before a race like this.
Several Santas eat pizza slices.
Hi, I'd like a number, please.
Okay, that'll be a $10 entrance fee.
You know I mailed that in.
Oh, okay, so we sent you a receipt.
Yes, you did, but you see, here's the dilly. There was a house fire and everything got torched, you know, personal papers, family photos, that little clay handprint ashtray I made when I was 3.
Oh, tragic tale. I'll cover the kid.
Hey, thanks. Jake Wilkinson.
Jeff Wilson.
Here's your hat and beard. You gotta have them on when you cross the finish line or you'll be disqualified.
Here we go again. Can anyone in this race actually run?
Well, Sparky Fanaloni won the state marathon 10 years ago. That was before the 2-pack-a-day habit and subsequent lung removal. Boy, okay, this guy'll give us a run for our money.
A dark, slender man jogs past.
Kenyon?
Yes?
All Santas to the starting line! All Santas to the starting line!
See you at the finish line.
All right.
Go, Santas, go! Yahoo! Go, Santas!
Santas, to your mark!
Jeff looks back and gives Jake a thumbs up. A Santa devours an eclair. A flag reading, Go! Pops out of a gun. The Santas take off. Jake runs in the middle of the crowd. Wearing a bicycle helmet and shades, the Kenyan weaves through heavier Santas. People cheer on both sides of the street as the herd continues. Rounding a corner, a faltering Santa leans on another. Jake and the Kenyan gain on Jeff. A smiling Santa sign reads, 1K. Eddie's car pulls to a stop.
Hey, jingle bells! Move your candy cane!
Two Christmas trees turn around, revealing officers. Eddie's face falls. A priest and nun stare at a bouncing nun. She stops and lowers her head.
Want a cookie?
Santas stop at a table and accept cookies from women wearing antlers. A dog runs by wearing a Santa hat, tail wagging. Rounding a corner, the lead Santa falls, tripping others. Jeff, Jake, and the Kenyan run around and hop over them. An onlooker's chair falls over. The Kenyan begins to pull away.
Well, that's the end of that.
The Kenyan looks back and points to them. He runs into a wooden Santa, falling over.
Or not.
Here you go, easy. Okay.
It's just you and me now. Ready to make a run for it?
I was born ready.
They race down the street neck and neck. Jake begins to pull away. His hat falls off. Jeff stops and sees Jake pick up his hat. In slow motion, they continue to race. Jake sees himself driving the Porsche. He sees Allie riding with him. Jeff looks and sees Jake catch up and cross the finish line first. Outside a bank, Jake sees a tow truck pulling Eddie's car. Eddie sits in the back of a patrol car.
Jake, thank God, dude, they're gonna try to arrest me. Come down and meet me at the station, please, man, I'm begging. Taxi!
Santa says take me to the airport.
The taxi drives past houses. Inside.
100. Hey there.
Hey, you're the kid who beat Mayor Wilson in the Santa 5K.
Yep, that's me. Wait a minute, Mayor Wilson?
Oh, you didn't know? Well, he wins every year. A lot of us folks wish he'd won this year, too.
Yeah, he seemed like a good guy. Keeps potholes filled, huh?
Yeah, he keeps the potholes filled. He also donates his entire winnings every year to buy turkeys for people who can't afford them.
Jake rolls his eyes and nods his head.
He had to be the mayor.
He punches the back of the car seat.
Can you turn around, please?
The taxi pulls up to a house with red ribbons on the fence.
I'll be right back.
Jake walks up to the front door. He reads an envelope before putting it in the mailbox and leaving.
Hey! When did Santa start using the mailbox?
Oh, didn't you hear about the new work exchange program? Postman should be coming down your chimney a little later.
You got someplace to go?
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve. Who doesn't?
I can set a place for you.
No, thanks. I'll be fine.
Jake, Merry Christmas.
You too.
Jake walks to the taxi. The bus drives along a winding road. Inside, Allie wets her lip and looks down.
Yes, operator, it's collect from Jake. Tracy, accept the... Thank you.
My dear brother, you are sounding slightly stressed. Is it the bumblebees again?
Look, Tracy, I'm not gonna make it home, and I want you to tell Dad, okay?
What do you mean you're not gonna make it home? Is this about Carolyn?
No. It's about being stuck out here in the middle of nowhere with absolutely no money. The rate I'm going, I'll show up sometime in January, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll see you around.
Wait! What about the Porsche?
What about it?
Wow, you really must be in trouble. Would you fly home right now if you could?
Yeah.
I've got at least 4 years of birthday money stashed upstairs in my ballerina bag. If I went to a ticket agent right now and bought you a plane ticket home, you'd make it in time for Christmas, right?
You'd do that for me?
No, I'd do it for Dad. Plus, think of the incredible pleasure I'll have holding this over your head for the rest of our lives.
Okay, fine. Whatever you want. I'm near Madison, Wisconsin. I'll hitch a ride to the airport. I'll see you soon. Wait, I don't have any ID. How am I gonna pick up the ticket?
I know. I'll make up a secret password to go with your reservation that only you would know.
Great. What's it gonna be?
I am a smelly and revolting jerk who doesn't deserve to live, and my sister is a mad cool goddess.
Bingo. Wilkinson, comma, Jake. It's an unusual password.
Unusual everything. So, what time's the flight leave?
In 20 minutes. I'll need to see a picture ID.
Well, I just gave you my password.
That's right, sir, but I can't let you on the plane without proper identification.
Then what was the point of my password?
I don't make the rules, sir. It's just...
policy. I know. Thank you.
Next.
Jake sees a man push a large dog cage labeled New York JFK. Scanning the ceiling, Jake follows the man through doors labeled Cargo Area, Authorized Personnel Only. A small propeller plane flies through clouds, inside the hold. Amid strapped boxes, the dog licks Jake's face in the cage.
Good, Ringo. Merry Christmas to you too, Ringo. Good, Ringo.
Bad Ringo, bad Ringo.
On a runway, two men unload packages from the plane.
Hey, Billy, come on, get him! Hurry.
Ringo races out onto the conveyor belt. Jake sneaks out and away. The men run away from Ringo. At the Wilkinson's kitchen, Jake's dad reads 5:06 on the clock on the oven. He checks his wristwatch. At a train station, Jake winds through people to a train named Larchmont Local. On the train.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Got a ticket?
No.
Jake steps off the train.
This station is Pelham. Next stop, New Rochelle, followed by Larchmont, Larchmont.
Jake's dad stokes the fire. Carolyn brings in bowls.
Even a bribe couldn't get him home.
He still has 15 minutes.
Jake runs along a road packed with cars.
Hey, lady, give me a ride, please. Hey, give Santa a ride? Will anybody take me to Larchmont?
Jake looks at the ski rack on a station wagon. The streetlight turns green. Jake lies on the roof holding onto the rack. The car turns. Jake hangs off the right side. A brown-haired kid smiles and waves at him.
Hey, Santa Claus.
Jake rights himself. The kid waves. A sign reads, "Welcome to the village of Larchmont."
Wait, wait, wait! No, no, no! Don't turn left! Don't turn left! Don't turn! Go straight! Hey!
Jake slides over and jumps off the car. He looks up to see people dressed as presents and elves walking by. A black woman hands out small flags to women in brightly colored African robes.
Package people, do not unwrap yourselves. I repeat, do not unwrap yourselves. You unwrap yourself, you are out of my parade. Do I make myself clear?
Jake spies a wheeled open sleigh tied to a chestnut brown horse.
Hey! Hey!
All right.
What are the kids doing? Hey! Buddy!
A sequined Santa exits a porta potty and looks around.
Could have swore I parked that sleigh right here.
The sleigh races past a clock reading 5:53. The sleigh turns onto the caroler's street, scattering them.
Sorry.
Tracy sets dishes on the table, then looks out the window.
Come on, Jake. You can make it.
Whoa.
Through a window, Jake watches Allie eye a tree with blue decorations. She turns and sees him. He waves. Pressing her lips, she walks to the front door. Jake gets out and watches her put on a jacket.
Nice ride.
Thanks. Just got him back from the shop. Alves upgraded his shoes.
Not bad. Maybe you should have thought about snow tires.
You know, you said even if Santa showed up on your doorstep in a one-horse open sleigh, you still wouldn't believe that I cared about you. So I don't expect this to work. But I gotta give it a shot. I mean, you know, I'm not the real Santa, and contrary to all appearances, this is not a real sleigh.
She smiles and looks away.
But Allie, for all the times I've been a genuine jerk, this is a real apology, if you'll accept it.
I might.
And this is a real kiss. Come with me to my house. I have to be there in 2 minutes.
Is this still about the Porsche?
Just come with me.
But I don't want you.
Don't trust me.
Shepherd's Square.
At the Wilkinson's table, Jake's dad enters.
Okay. Let's see.
Jake pulls the horse to a stop. The Porsche sits on the front lawn in a halo of light.
What time is it?
It's 5:59. You made it.
Yeah, I guess I did. Tell me when it's after 6, okay?
What do you mean? Aren't you going in?
No, not yet.
But I thought...
Shh. Just watch.
Watch what?
My family.
Through the window, Jake's family share a toast. Allie looks to Jake. She squeezes his arm and bites her lip.
Well, guess it's about time I went home for Christmas. Care to join me?
You bet.
Everybody, Merry Christmas.
He made it.
Hey, you made it. Glad you're here.
Me too.
Did you have a hard time getting here?
Oh, piece of cake.
What's with the Santa suit?
Long story, Dad. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, you stink.
Farting dog cargo hold longer story.
Well, son. She's yours.
But Dad, I didn't make it home on time.
Don't be silly. You were just a few seconds late. Here.
No, no, deal's a deal. Besides, she isn't ready yet.
What do you mean?
Well, we're not really finished fixing her up yet, are we? I mean, I'm sure it's gonna take us a bunch more Christmases together to get all the work done. Don't you think?
Yeah. 30 or 40 at least.
36.
Excuse me?
My sweater size, I'm a 36. Or a medium. Either will work. What's yours?
Mine?
Yeah, you know, for future information.
Eight.
I'll remember that.
What the heck is that?
That would be my parade.
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
The Wilkinsons and Allie exit the house. Two men in rose robes and gold wings carry a Peace on Earth banner.
Hey! Wait a minute! That's our sled! That's the god! Come on!
Hey, buddy. You stole our sleigh. You're just so lucky you're wearing that suit.
You know, a few days ago, I might not have agreed with you. Nice wings.
Thanks. Took a sewing class.
It shows.
Peace.
Okay. Come on, Santa, give me a ride home.
Let's all go for a ride, come on!
Oh, I love it. I've never been in a sleigh before.
Well, you better be careful. No rental.
Let this puppy rip, bro!
Jake leads the parade down the snowy banked road under frosted lit trees. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com. The animated Santa hat zips around and comes to rest on the T in the end.